A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Hello and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH and 96.5 TIC. Our guest today is former New York Lieutenant Governor and Greenwich resident Betsy McCoy, who is seeking the Republican nomination to run for governor in 2026 in Connecticut. We've been talking with numerous people involved in this year's particular race, learning about all of their campaigns. And Betsy, who recently announced, is with us on Face Connecticut. It's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for doing this with us.
I am really glad to join you, especially this is a big news weekend, and it's not just about the snow.
Oh, absolutely. There's so much going on.
That's right. But one of the biggest things going on all across the country is that states are competing for companies and populations by slashing taxes. And my goal as governor is going to be to make Connecticut competitive. Right now, Connecticut is 48th out of 50. I don't know whether everybody knows that. It ranks 48th out of 50 in economic growth. How can we doom our kids and grandkids to be in a state that's not offering opportunity? They're going to want to move somewhere else. I have a 12-week-old and a 2-year-old grandchild living right next door to me, and I want to make sure that they grow up next door to me and plan their lives next door to me, not moving to South Carolina or Florida or another low-tax state.
What are some of the ways that you're hoping to accomplish that particular goal as governor?
Well, first of all, I am eliminating the state's income tax. Well, it can be done. The state's decline is not an act of nature. It's the result of politicians raising taxes over and over again. No state has to be doomed to economic failure. There's a path out of this mess. 9 states have already eliminated or don't have an income tax, and many more, quite a few more, are passing laws right now. South Carolina, for example, a very sophisticated state that many Connecticuters actually relocate to, they are passing legislation right now that will bring their income tax to zero, and that's what we need to do. And Morgan, we have a very big opportunity right now because right next door in New York, Zohran Mamdani, the new socialist mayor of New York City, and Kathy Hochul, the spineless governor of New York State, are talking about raising income taxes, which are already very high in New York, and raising the corporate tax rate by 50%. So when I announce our plan in Connecticut to be a low-tax state and a zero-income tax state, I can stand at the border and say to all those companies over there on the New York side, come on over to Connecticut, relocate your headquarters, bring your jobs over. We can make New York a wasteland, and we can make Connecticut the booming state in the Northeast, the tax haven of the Northeast.
As far as that state income tax, since it was instituted in the early 1990s, there have been numerous people who have said that they'd get rid of it, and they were elected to office, and yet it never happened. It was a little cut under the Lujan administration, but not eliminated. if something's been in place for over 30 years, how do you phase it out?
Well, I can tell you that we have very good examples. If you look at the legislation that's been adopted in these other states, and I can tell you, I know this well because as a former lieutenant governor of New York, I know how to look at a state budget. New York's budget is 12 times the size of Connecticut's, and I redesigned the Medicaid program there, for example. So I've looked at the budgets of these states and the legislation that's being passed. I've consulted with people like Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform, Steve Moore, some of the top economists in the country. We've looked at this, and we know that we can craft legislation, and I'll include Connecticut experts in this. We're going to appoint a panel very shortly to do this. We can craft legislation that will bring the state income tax down to zero while actually increasing revenues. When you tax something, you get less of it. When you lower taxes, you get more of it. And that's what's going to happen with income in Connecticut. We're going to tax it less and get a lot more of it.
I had attended an event last fall, Betsy, in Stamford called Reshaping Connecticut. And the goal of that event was to try to figure out opportunities, challenges, as far as bringing businesses to Connecticut and also expanding the ones that are already here. And it seemed to be there were a number of different speakers and rooms that you could go to. And it seemed to be that one of the regular complaints was how expensive Connecticut is as far as housing to get people to move here, as far as electricity is concerned. Taxes, we're already talking about the taxes. As far as bringing businesses here, do you think the taxes alone, if you're eliminating the income tax, if you're cutting those taxes, yes, is that going to be the biggest help? Because it doesn't seem like there's a quick fix to the electricity issue and some of the other problems.
Well, there is a very quick fix to the electricity issue, and we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
It's not a quick fix. It's a sane fix. But the fact is that I've looked at copious studies on this. There's a very important book called An Inquiry into the Wealth of States, obviously a play on Adam Smith's An Inquiry into the Wealth of Nations. And this studies what states have done to attract business, and lowering income taxes and corporate income taxes, that is the number one way to bring companies and jobs and careers back to a state. It works every single time. We already have a very educated workforce in Connecticut. Yes, we can also lower energy costs, but taxes are the number one problem. Connecticut, they're taxing everybody to death. They're just taxing them to death, and we've got to stop it. We can stop it. Wisely crafted legislation that reduces the rate every time the revenue increases. That's how the other states are doing it. When we get a revenue surplus in Connecticut, what does Lamont do? He spends it on another giveaway program. Instead, we should be notching down the rate every single time. That's how you get to zero. And I'm going to make Connecticut a low-tax state, a tax haven, and companies will be moving here so our kids and grandkids have huge opportunities. And we will see companies coming from New York in droves with great jobs for Connecticut residents.
Betsy McCoy is my guest this week on Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham. As we alluded to just a moment ago, we want to talk about electricity rates. We've been hearing so many complaints now for a few years on that. It's been a dominant news issue in Connecticut. You say that you have what you're calling a sane fix. What's your proposal to address skyrocketing electric prices in this state?
Well, unfortunately, when you look at the difference between red states and blue states, red states have low electric rates, and blue states, Democratic-led states, largely have very high electric rates. That is not an act of nature. It is the result of politicians putting very high-cost sources of electricity into the grid. And that's what's happening here. Listen to Ned Lamont. He says he's signing all these contracts for offshore wind power. Offshore wind-generated power costs 86 cents per kilowatt hour. Compare that with natural gas-generated electricity or nuclear-generated electricity, which cost on average 46 cents per kilowatt hour. Who would, in his right mind, would opt for the electrical sources that are double the cost, but that's what he's doing. And if you reelect Ned Lamont to be governor, your electric bill is going to double from its already high rates. That's why I call him Windbag Lamont, because he should not be advocating that we buy electricity from the most expensive source possible. Secondly, we need a pipeline to bring in natural gas generated electricity from Pennsylvania. Now, Kathy Hochul and previous governors of New York have tried to stop that. But Lamont should be suing them under the Interstate Commerce Clause, because stopping that pipeline is just like putting up two bridges or two gates or barriers to stop people from driving on 95 from Jersey to Connecticut. You can't do that. We should be suing to make sure that pipeline goes through, and shame on Ned Lamont for not doing that.
You feel that with your experience in New York, the lawsuit is the best path forward. There's no path to working with, say, Governor Kathy Hochul or whoever is elected in the next election, likely her.
It's always good to work, but it's good to have a cudgel behind you. And the fact is, litigating Kathy Hochul, she files a lawsuit every day on something. She's going to understand that language. We have a right to have that pipeline go through New York.
What about the public benefits charges? That's been something else heavily criticized and has been a controversy in Connecticut. What do you say about those?
It's a total scam. It should be removed from the electric bill, and I'll tell you why. First of all, when it was originally part of the bill, it wasn't even broken out. The legislators in Hartford, Democrats and Republicans, shame on them for approving that statute that authorized that public benefit charge without even telling people they were doing it. Then when it was finally broken out, they misled them into thinking all that money goes to help poor people pay their electric bill. Untrue.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Major not-for-profit organizations have their hands in that cookie jar, and that's outrageous. For example, there is a not-for-profit that holds classes for people, telling them why their electric bill is high. They provide daycare. They provide free transportation and a free lunch for everybody who shows up for this class. And the person organizing the class is paid $10,000. That's money that you're paying on your electric bill. It's an outrage. It's an absolute outrage. The nonprofit advocacy industrial complex in Hartford is scalping taxpayers and electric bill payers.
Betsy, we've talked a little bit about your vision for taxes, now electricity. Let's shift over to housing. If we're going to be attracting people or poaching people from other states like New York, obviously the housing component needs to be addressed. What do you have to say about things in Connecticut like the housing bill? I know you've been very vocal on, and other ideas.
Yeah, well, first of all, unfortunately, Hartford is waging a war against homeowners. That's what's happening here. The Lamont housing law is going to wreck neighborhoods and force property taxes even higher than they already are. For example, that law says, never mind that you worked years to buy a home on a quiet street You can't have that. You can't have that. The government is going to put a big apartment building or even a trailer park right next door to you, all for the sake of what the bill explicitly says is purpose, economic diversity. Well, that is not government's job, to make every town exactly the same in terms of its economic diversity. And I'm opposing that law, and when I'm governor, it will be a dead letter on day one. The second problem for homeowners, and this is a Hartford cause problem again, is property taxes. Home values have soared 60% in the last 5 years, but that doesn't mean homeowners have more money in their pocket to pay higher taxes. No, it's an unrealized gain. So on day one, here's the problem. There's a law in Connecticut that requires that every town reassess homes every 5 years. Well, on day one, I'm going to freeze that law, that home reassessment requirement, and push through the legislature a law that limits property tax hikes to 2% or the rate of inflation, whichever is lower. Almost every state in America has that law except Connecticut. It is legislative malpractice that Connecticut has not passed that kind of property tax cap. Even Tax Hell next door in New York has it.
Betsy, how about all of those farmers who came out recently at the state capitol to really slam the current administration and the valuation process for farm properties because their taxes were going to skyrocket, and they were saying, many of these farms were saying they wouldn't be able to continue, and then there's this last-minute quick fix. Are you following that?
Well, that's right. It was outrageous. It shows you how few members of the legislature actually read the legislation itself, a scandal. But the fact is, right, these reassessments, they were trying to reassess farmland to be developable land for apartment buildings or strip malls. Well, that's just unfair. We need farmland in this state. These farmers are producing the milk that we feed our children and grandchildren, the vegetables on our tables. We don't want to eliminate farmland in Connecticut, but you're driving people out with these huge property tax increases. And let me make one final point about property taxes, if you don't mind.
Sure. Go ahead.
Seniors, they have really been bludgeoned by property taxes. Now, there are 403,000 households in this state headed by seniors. 310,000 of them own their own home, right? And 76% of those have incomes less than $100,000 a year. So what I'm saying is that if you were one of those seniors owning your own home, living in your own home, it's your primary residence, and you earn less than $100,000 a year for your household, you will not pay property taxes anymore when I am governor. 265,500 seniors who own their own homes will no longer pay property taxes. It will be in your rear view mirror. You've paid enough.
Betsy, Democrats across Connecticut have come out and they've accused you of being a mouthpiece for the Trump administration. How do you respond to that?
I laugh when I hear it. I laugh when I hear it. President Trump is doing what he thinks is best for America. I'm going to do what I think is best for Connecticut. Some people criticize me for not saying enough about Trump. Other people criticize me for being all over Trump. The fact is, I'm standing on my own policies, doing what is best for my home state.
Why are you running in Connecticut, especially with your experience all over New York?
Well, because I grew up in Connecticut, in Milford and in Westport. This state gave me everything to start my life, a wonderful opportunity. When I was a kid, my dad was a factory worker at the W.E. Bassett nail clipper factory in Derby. We didn't have a lot, but I got a wonderful education in the public schools here. It was a state brimming with a spirit of opportunity. I remember when I won a college scholarship, the day my dad put that college decal on the back of his old blue Dodge Dart and drove me to college was the biggest day of his life. The tears rolled down his face. I can still see it so clearly. And That's the kind of state I want Connecticut to be again, an opportunity state. But right now it ranks 48th out of 50. How can we give that to our children and grandchildren? They're going to want to move somewhere else. I know that lowering taxes, lowering electric rates, we can bring companies back to this state and make it the booming state of the Northeast.
Betsy, I want to talk about some other issues here. One thing that has had a lot of people frustrated, particularly in Fairfield County, is the issue of slow transportation. And anybody who's driven on the Merritt Parkway knows it, or I-95 in Greenwich or Stamford, they know it. What would you do to address transportation issues, not necessarily in Fairfield County, but across the state? People who say that's too slow, we can't handle any more vehicles, or the rail is not efficient enough here or fast enough.
You know, it's interesting that you raised that issue, because I spend most of my time on the road now going around the state. And I was just talking about this yesterday as I was on 95 in a traffic jam. So we do need to provide more vehicular opportunities for people to get around the state without all that traffic. We actually need some better design. We need, in some places, we need an extra lane. In other places, we need fewer means of egress so the traffic moves faster. There are design ways to facilitate faster traffic, because slow traffic is a major impediment to productivity. It takes people too long to get to work, takes them too long to get to home at night, it takes too long for freight to get from one place to another. I agree with you that improving the speed of traffic on these major highways is very important to the state's productivity.
What are other issues that you're following? We've talked taxes, electricity, housing, a little bit on transportation.
You know, I'm really focused on those issues. I'm happy to answer questions about other things, but I am focused on making making Connecticut a prosperous state again, and I'm going to do it by bringing a lot of companies over from New York. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us to benefit from the insane politics going on the other side of the border. So we're going to make Connecticut a very prosperous state, and I'm going to champion the rights and dreams of homeowners and everyone who aspires to be a homeowner. You know, 68% of Connecticut households own their own home, and it's very foolish and unfair that Hartford is waging a war against homeowners.
I'd like to point out Connecticut's marketing campaign. You may remember the pizza state, basketball capital of the world, etc. It got some buzz. But it would seem to me that you're saying that that's not enough. You need more of a bolder message.
It's not enough. I'm wondering why Ned Lamont has his head in the sand. All the other governors are looking at how competitive things are now, that in order to provide opportunity for the people of your state, you are in a fast-paced competition with the other states to lower taxes, improve energy availability and energy costs. And Ned Lamont is talking about pizza? I think that's crazy.
Generally speaking, Betsy, we see this division within the Democratic Party in Connecticut. Of course, it's the majority. They have the governorship, they have the House, the Senate, etc. But there seems to be this challenge from within, the progressives going up against the more moderates or the traditional Democrats. Even Lamont's being challenged from a state representative who is part of the Progressive Caucus. What's your read on this division that they are kind of playing down, but is apparent to so many other people?
Well, it might be an opportunity for Republicans, but, you know, I have to tell you, I'm not a very partisan person. The fact is, the issues that we're facing are not just Republican or Democrat. I am the defender and champion of homeowners. 68% of Connecticut residents are homeowners, right? They're not all Republicans. Many of them are independents. Some are Democrats. But I want to tell you, I want to make sure that they're not driven out of their homes by the property taxes. I want to make sure that this insane housing law that was passed is a dead letter, because it will ruin their neighborhoods and make their property taxes go even higher. That's who I am. I'm fighting for homeowners. You can put an R on me or not, but I am fighting for homeowners.
How do you stand out over your competition, Aaron Stewart, the former New Britain mayor, and Ryan Fazio, the state senator, who's also from your town?
Right. They're both very fine people. Nothing. I have nothing negative to say about either one of them. They are fine people. But if you want an experienced, battle-tested fighter who can actually win an election against Ned Lamont and carry this state toward better policies that will protect homeowners, I am the battle-tested candidate.
Betsy, we're down to the last minute. Any final thoughts you'd like to share?
I'd like to just urge everyone who's listening, and thank you for listening, to come to Betsy2026.com. Many more answers to questions you might have. Betsy2026.com. Well, I want to tell you that your program is a public service. It's wonderful that you do this. I hope many people listen. You're a great interviewer, and the questions were very smart.
Betsy, I really appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.